Hello.
Hey there, Bill. This is Joe here. Hello?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Joe.
Hey, Joe Wilson. We were just talking about the website and all.
Okay. Okay, got it. Sir, I work out of two different towns as a plumbing inspector and a construction official,
I do
and
understand.
I get calls all over the time, and I've
I do
gotten nine
understand
other calls
how.
since I talked to you.
Yeah, I do understand
Right.
that you do have a hard job, man. All right, and I really do. Well, when we were creating your website and all right, I got an idea that you're really a hardworking man. So, yeah, well, that is the reason I was the first one to go ahead and notify you about the website because I'm the senior manager, and that is my duty to go ahead and notify all of the clients if something comes up like that.
Okay.
Yes. So, did you read the email? Did you have a chance to go by that? You asked
My
right
wife
what
just sat me back down in front of the computer where she sent you an email or somebody an email. You, I
Yes,
guess.
let me know. Let me
Now you're
know
saying that
where. I haven't got any of the
basically,
emails.
huh?
I haven't got any of the emails from your wife, sir. I apologize.
Well, it came from BS Plumbing at Comcast.net. That was my wife.
Okay, well, I haven't received any. Did you send it over to joe.wilson at
Well, sir,
orbitdesignagency.com?
if you didn't receive them, then I have a problem because I'm sitting here
Let
looking
me.
at one right now that says, from Joe Wilson
Yes.
at Orbit Design.
Yes.
Basically telling us the fee which needs to be paid to Google as a website is under copyright, so that we can get it out, or we can, content writers can change the content swap.
Yes.
The last step would be to hold Google official to get the DMCA team on the website to seal the
Yes.
support. This
Yeah,
is a must-do process for the website. So
this is
basically,
the
she
email that
wrote
I
to you
sent.
basically $1,000 for you more to do what?
Yes, and on that I replied, I guess. I think I did reply to you on that email.
Yeah.
Did you get my
No,
email?
it was from the bottom up there. And then he said, furthermore.
Furthermore, we're working on a back end to recovered as
Yes.
it is taken down by Google officials as well. I'll be getting the credentials and sending it over to you.
Yeah, the credentials that you were asking for, I did try to log in myself, and they were not working for me as well. So I think that might be the reason because they have taken down the website. So that is the reason the website might not be working right now because of the cPanel as well.
Well, you should have the back side of the of
Yes,
whatever
we
it
do
is
have.
that you put on the website, correct?
Yes, we do have it. But the website is not working, and that has been taken down, all right, by Google itself. So that is the reason it's not letting us go into the back end of the website itself. All right, the ID and the password are correct, but it's not letting us go through that. So that is the reason only.
Okay.
Yes. So that is the reason. Once it's up and running, of course, it will be working just fine for you guys as well. So that is the reason I mentioned as well, like, hey, I can just go ahead whenever it's all fixed and fine. I'll go into myself and I'll send you all of the credentials myself as well for you.
All right, so I'm trying to figure out what is it that I'm supposed to be doing now?
Well, you have to just let us know which of the packages you would like to go so we can go ahead and take care of that accordingly. All right, in which that you will be provided with all of the information. All right, for what you have paid and everything about it as well. All right, so our content writers can go into the website, like go on the front end, all right, on the website and just go ahead, change the website, have a little bit of time from Google, like, hey, we can just go ahead and change the content, then you guys can go ahead and run the bots, all right. So it is not copied, it is revamped already, all right, so they don't have any kind of things to go ahead and go by, like, hey, what's copyright or anything like that, because it will be changed. All right, and a DMCSC will be there on the website footer, all right, that will have a certificate up there as well, like, hey, this website is being protected by DMCA, all right, the content and the images as well by that. And there will be a 24/7 support as well over that by DMCA itself.
But what I don't understand is, I went out onto the web and I look at it, I could pull up, there was probably five other websites that are out there by different people, different companies, that has my same information on it. The same wording that I had.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do understand that.
So all now all of a sudden you're telling me it's no good?
Well, it has been hard-funded by them. We don't have any kind of issues by, developing a website and get it up and running on the internet. All right? And your website has been live for, I suppose, for some months now. All right? And this is not something that we have done. All right? This was something which was done by Google officials itself. We do not have any kind of issues.
And Google notified you, but Google didn't notify me.
Well, Google does notify the company who created it. All right, and then they request the company to go ahead and, notify them, all right, on behalf of it. Because Google does not get in contact with the customer itself, all right? They get in contact with the customer, with the company, all right, because we're affiliated with them, all right? So they let us know, like, hey, this website has the copy content, it's having a pleasure, and so we need to go ahead and take care of it and this stuff and all right? And then we get in contact with our client, like, hey, we did create the website, we did design it, so we're responsible for that. Let us just go ahead and let the client know about it. So this is how it happens on the Digital Zone, and this is how it has always been, sir.
So you're telling me that if I want you to go back in and fix this website that you already put up, it's going to cost me another $1,000.
Well, if it's about the price, I can
show
you.
It's a yes or no answer, dude.
Yes, sir.
It's a yes or no answer.
Yes, of course. Yes, that is the whole reason to go ahead and let you know about it.
Then I would have to probably say the answer is no.
Okay.
Let it sit.
Well, I can surely go ahead and check up on that.
It can be gone. And I will contact other people. I will contact Google myself, and I will find out what the is going on. Because no offense, sir, I don't know what is going on. I've never had a problem with this in all the different websites that I've had. Never had this problem before.
Well, of course. Well, that is something that is concerning, of course. All right? That is the reason it is me, myself.
It's very concerning to me.
Of course. Well, that is why. That is the reason I came on to you to go ahead and let you know about it. All right? So we can go ahead and make sure that everything is on point, everything is all good, all right, and the website is not, having any kind of hassle, any kind of issues, all right, and if it causes any kind of issues, then, of course, I can go ahead and talk to the team and see what we can do for you. Is that okay?
All right, so my name is Susan. I'm his wife. I'm going to ask you a question.
Hi, ma'am.
In the original email that you sent us, it's saying that the page about us has 244 words that are copyrighted or whatever, or stolen from some other website. We had a previous website up, and how could we steal information from someone else about us?
Well, that is...
About who we are.
This information, just to let you know, I apologize for cutting you off, but this information has been sent from Google itself, all right? We're not the one who is, sending it to ourselves, all right? This was notified by Google itself, like, hey, this is the information which has been highlighted, all right, from the bot. What I could do for you is I could have a word with the team first, and then I could go ahead and let you know. Would that be okay?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, it's in that initial, the duplicate content, about us. That's about us and how to our services and contact us.
Mm-hmm.
How can that be copyrighted or, whatever, duplicated from somebody else except for ourselves, our own website?
Of course, you're right, but a lot of people nowadays, what they do is they just go ahead and copy about us as well, all right? That's why strictness comes in from Google bots, because Google does not have human beings looking at the websites and just, marking everything. It has bots, it has robots, all right, that are automated, and they just go onto the internet and they just find out the same websites about it.
Okay,
All right, and then they just go ahead and gather all of the information, and then they go ahead and let Google know, like, hey, these are the websites that have the same content. This was the first website, and this was the second. So, of course, let's just go ahead and red flag this website, and then just go ahead and request the developers and the designer of the company, and just let them know about it that needs to be taken down right away. So we have to go ahead, you know, notify the owner first. We have to let them know, like, hey, this is the thing that we are coming up with. This is the information which was sent to us on our internal server. All right, so we can go ahead and get it done for you guys. This is all it is, all right? And Bill knows that.
And you already
always
took it down, correct?
Yeah.
And it was already taken down, correct?
Yes, it was taken down.
By you.
It needs to be. No, not by me.
Correct?
No, of course not. Not by us.
Oh, not by you. So they notified you, me, and they took it down when they notified you. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, they did it. Why? Because it has violating terms on it, all right? And they do not want it, all right? So that is the reason. What I could do is I could talk to the team first.
They got my money. They're done.
And what was that? I'm sorry about that.
You heard me. You got my money. You're done.
I just don't
understand. Of course not. Well, what we can do is we can always
have
solutions for this.
Fucking stand.
$1,000.
The first one was $1,000. Now it was this. And that's not what the fuck they said when they first started, when I first signed up with them. And then ever since, we've been over a goddamn year trying to get them to do it. How many times did I send them the fucking information? No, I'm done.
Well, Bill, if you could just listen to me.
I will get a fucking local guy and have him build a motherfucker, and I will go to Google myself.
Well,
he's not a happy camper right now, Bill.
I do understand that. I do understand. Well, I'm just trying to go ahead and help, all right? So because I am a senior manager over here, so I do what is my job? I just go ahead and help out my clients so they could, you know, have a happy business, all right, and not have something that is ruining them. And you might have understand that. I'm just trying to go ahead and explain what my clients, all right, have to do, all right, and what I have to do on my part, all right, because this is a digital zone. And I know that he's,
right, it's a digital zone, but it's like, okay, so Google has robots that go out and look, and sure, they're going to find about us being duplicated from a website that was ours for, God knows, almost 2 decades, I think.
Well,
before the guy that was hosting it went out of business.
I do understand, ma'am. And I do really, what we usually do is we go ahead and create the business for our clients, right? They discuss with us and then we go ahead and we do not have any kind of issues, you know, deploying a website with a duplicate content or whatever the content the client provides us, all right? If they have the content, then we go ahead and just deploy the website with the content over it. All right, and if they don't have it, then we go ahead and write it. All right, that's what has already been, this is an online practice that we just go ahead and deploy the site. All right, but if in some times, all right, Google reviews all of the sites, Google went out like, hey, this is a site. Okay, well, this site has the duplicate content. All right, let's just go ahead and put it into plagiarism and notify the developers that this is a site that has been causing issues on the internet. Please take it down. All right. And then when we notify them, like, hey, we have notified the owners, like, hey, this website is having a plagiarism, all right, then they give us a go-ahead, like, hey, just take down the website for now. Once the issue has been resolved, we will deploy it back again up, all right? And that's what we usually do, all right? We go ahead, notify our clients, all right? And this, you can think of us as a middleman, all right, that we're, you know, providing the information over to you and then taking your information over to Google back, like, hey, this was the scenario, this was the thing. We have already told them, like, hey, there was another website, all right, of their zone, all right, that was copied and duplicated from the content and everything about it, all right, and then they told us, like, hey, it is a digital zone that we cannot go ahead and copy and paste, all right. We were like, okay, well, I'll just go ahead and request our client to go ahead and see what we can do best. They provided us with a solution, and that solution has been provided to you as well. But if the cost
the
is coming up to you. If the cost is any kind of issue, all right, I can see what I could do for you guys, all right, because you have been our client, and I do not want Bill or you to be upset about it, all right? I do understand Bill got really angry, and, you know, it happens, all right? It happens with us as well sometimes, all right? Our managers come in, you know, they're not happy when there's a cost to it.
Yeah, he's not a happy camper at all because, you know, it seems like we were sold a bill of goods from the beginning, you know, do this, do this, do this, and it seems like every time we turn around, it's costing another, you know, $1,000 to $1,500 for you guys to
it
do something.
Be.
And it's like,
well,
I mean, this is what we've been told, so it sounds like a bill of goods, and it's like from what it's saying is duplicate content.
Mm-hmm.
It's our own information about how can we duplicate that from anybody else's website?
Well, this is that is something, you know, funny about it. All right, like we even if we go ahead and create a website and have the same content, everything about it, our second website or our first website will have this kind of a claim right over there. All right, that is the reason we always have our clients to go ahead and revamp the previous content from now on. We're like, hey, just go ahead and revamp it. All right, we do not want any kind of issues being created again and again for you guys. And I could tell you about it, all right, that I do not want any of the issues coming up for you guys again and again. All right, that is the reason I, you know, sent an email right away over to Bill. All right, like, hey, Bill, this needs to be taken care of, my man. All right, and this was the issue, and everything about it needs to be sorted out. All right, because I do understand that a business for a person is very, very, very important. All right, it's their bread and butter for earning. And I do understand that he told me, like, hey, he's, you know, working out for plumbing and everything about it. All right, so that is the reason I just want to go ahead and help out. That's the whole thing and nothing more.
Well, he's not happy about it costing another $1,000 to revamp stuff about us that's, you know.
Of course, well, it will not be just about revamping. All right, it will not be about anything to be revamped for about us, all right? It has to be like a revamp for the website, the homepage, and everything about it, all right? And there will be a DMCA team's seal on the website. That's what I was just trying to explain over here, all right? But if he's not happy with the cost, I can surely look into it for him, all right? Of course, you guys are my clients, and you guys are my asset, all right? And I do not want you guys to be upset with our services. Because I'm pretty sure that the service that we have provided, Bill was pretty happy with it.
Initially he was, but like you said, we've been dealing with this for almost a year now, trying to get a website up. And I honestly think it's a timing thing where the guy that we were working with, Sam, basically didn't start work until 8 o'clock at night, our time.
Oh, well, yeah. I sincerely do apologize for that.
You know, it was like I would send him something, and then I wouldn't hear anything till the next day, or he would send something, and then he's not available. It was back and forth for quite some time, and then he would ask me to type it up and then send him a page that he could just drop and paste in, and that's what I would do. I would retype what was on our old website. And give it to him. And then the pictures, we sent him the pictures, and they were sized all craziness. I mean, there's short, fat water heaters in there, or super tall, skinny people in there. And it's like, no, they're sized wrong. And he said, well, you can change the pictures after we launch it. And we never got, you know, step-by-step instructions on how to get in to change the pictures. And I've emailed him several times asking for these instructions, and we haven't gotten them yet.
Okay. All right. So, first of all, I sincerely do apologize for that. My sincerest apologies. All right. I was not aware of it, all right, because, you know, I do have a different JD. I do have a different department to take care of, all right, that I usually do not interfere in the website design and development. This is what I do. Actually, that is my JD in the company. Like, I take care of the website once they're live and deployed over the internet. I take care of them, all right, for our clients, all right? So they're not facing any kind of issue. The website is not slowing down. The website is not facing any kind of, you know, hurdles while being live, all right? So if you want...
Well, isn't it just a matter of a phone call or something to Google to say, hey, us?
Well, Google does not call anyone, Google doesn't call any of the individuals. They are in contact with the big companies, all right, such as, us, GoDaddy, and big companies, all right, who are doing the design and development that they need to, you know, keep an eye on, all right? We do have a Google official who, you know, sits down with us, looks at all of the website, are they being followed by the guideline that Google provided, and everything about it, you know, rules and regulations stuff, all right? So what they do is they go ahead and give us some rules of regulation. Hey, Dean, this needs to be followed at all times. If this is not being followed, then, of course, we will have to go ahead, you know, flag your company, all right, because that is not being followed. Anything comes up, like, of course, you know, something like that. So a claim.
Wasn't
all right,
that part of the initial design to follow Google regulations?
Well, the design and the development of the website is uniquely done, all right? This won't be any kind of copy and paste thing for the design and development. But the content, all right, it's either provided from the client end or we go ahead and write it for them if they don't have it. All right, and if they have it, then, of course, we go ahead and just copy and paste the content that the client has provided. All right, we're not aware that the content has been, you know, that they have the previous up there or anything like that. All right, what we usually do is we just go ahead and deploy the site. As I said earlier, that the website, we do not have any kind of issue deploying a site over the internet with any of the content. All right, so that's what we do usually. And then
we'll see what you can do about the price, because he's not happy about that, and he's just like, it's our own information. I mean, God, contact us. Has 99 things that match. Well, of course it would.
I understand that. But I understand that. But if you can just give me like 1 minute, all right, and I could have a quick word, all right, with my team and see what I could do for you. Is that okay? If you can stay over the phone for like one quick minute, will that be okay?
All right.
And thank you so much for hearing me out. I really appreciate it. You have been the most, you know, wonderful client for me.
I definitely try, but he's like fed up with the whole situation now. It just seemed like every time he was talking to somebody in the building of this, it was, you know, another $1,000 for this and another $1,000 for this.
Just let him
know. And now you're asking for another $1,000 to fix information that's ours.
Well, just let him know this will not be coming to you guys ever again. All right, and that will be me writing it down for you all in an email and send it over to you so it's documented for you, okay? And I'll let my team know as well for you.
For what?
Is that okay?
Okay, I'm waiting.
All right, just give me a quick minute.
Okay, no problem, go ahead.
Just give me a quick minute.
He was afraid that maybe he was positive because he just doesn't feel good. He's got this cough and everything else.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's negative. And then Jesse's finally on the phone. Your test is negative.
Good.
Test?
Hey, ma'am, you there? Hello? 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 Hello?